This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Southwest monsoon strikes Kerala 8 days ahead of its scheduled date of 1st of June, marking the earliest onset in the last 16 years. India Meteorological Department has said this is the earliest date of monsoon onset over Kerala after the year 2009. The Met Department has predicted widespread rain in the state for the next 6 days. Red alert has been issued in Kannur and Kasaragod districts today, and orange alert has been issued in 9 districts today. As very heavy rain is expected to continue, red alert has been issued in 5 northern districts for tomorrow. The Weather Department has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Mahe, coastal Karnataka, Konkan and Goa. It also forecast heavy rainfall over parts of central, east and northwest India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the 10th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in New Delhi. The meeting is being attended by several state chief ministers and lieutenant governors of union territories, union ministers and the vice chairman, members and the CEO of Niti Aayog. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu, Himachal Pradesh Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu, Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav and Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Vishnu Deo Sai are among those who are attending the meeting. The Governing Council meeting is discussing the approach on this year's theme, Viksit Rajya for Viksit Bharat at 2047. Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare, Anupriya Patel, has said the central government has collaborated with the state governments to enhance access to quality and affordable health care. Speaking to media at the Rising Northeast Investors Summit in New Delhi, she said the private sector can play a crucial role in the advancement of health care in the entire Northeast region. Ms. Patel added that under this summit, health care is an important segment.
देश का पूर्वोत्तर हिस्सा हमारी सरकार की प्राथमिकताओं में से एक है और भारत की एक्ट ईस्ट पॉलिसी का एक बहुत महत्वपूर्ण स्तंभ है. हेल्थ केयर एक बहुत महत्वपूर्ण सेगमेंट है और नॉर्थ ईस्ट रीजन में हेल्थ केयर एडवांसमेंट में प्राइवेट सेक्टर बहुत बड़ी भूमिका हो सकती है. भारत सरकार ने राज्य सरकारों के साथ मिलकर हेल्थ केयर की एक्सेस को और क्वालिटी और अफोर्डेबल हेल्थ केयर को हमारे जो नॉर्थ ईस्ट रीजन में जनता रहती है उस तक पहुंचाने के
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has expressed gratitude over Germany's support to India's fight against terrorism and its right to defend itself. Addressing an interaction at the German Council on Foreign Relations in Berlin, Dr. Jaishankar reiterated that India has the right to defend itself, its people and secure the country, something much of the world will agree, including Germany. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri briefed the members of the 4 multi-party delegations as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor. Mr. Misri briefed the delegations led by Congress leader Shashi Tharoor, BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad, NCP SP leader Supriya Sule and BJP leader Vijayant Panda. After the briefing yesterday, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor said India is going to communicate to all external interlocutors about the horrendous terrorism to which India has been subjected to since 1989 from across the border. BJP leader Vijayant Panda termed the briefing very fruitful. NCP Sharad Pawar faction MP Supriya Sule said India will continue its fight against terrorism. India has strongly criticized Pakistan at the United Nations Security Council, saying India has experienced decades of Pakistani-sponsored terrorist attacks across the borders. The comments came from India's permanent representative to the UN, Ambassador Parvata Naini Harish, during an open debate on protecting the civilians during armed conflicts. India has extended notice to airmen or NOTAM for Pakistan flights till the 23rd of the next month. According to the Ministry of Civil Aviation, Indian airspace is not approved for aircraft registered in Pakistan and operated, owned and leased by Pakistani airlines, including military aircraft. Talking to media in New Delhi, Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu Kinjarapu said the NOTAM has been extended and India is maintaining the status quo. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings will take on Delhi Capitals in Jaipur at 7:30 p.m. today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.